Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Friday, the 8th of November 2024. Time flies. Well, Donald Trump is going to call Vladimir Putin, says he plans to speak to Putin. And yesterday, Vladimir Putin, he did congratulate Donald Trump. Macron, the first foreign leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, was the first to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory. Macron from France, Viktor Orban. So the congrats are coming from the leaders of the world. And yesterday, Vladimir Putin, he came out, and here's what he announced concerning Donald Trump. He said, quote, "He can make a lot of mistakes, but from the outside, I can tell you that his behavior, when there was an attempt on his life, I was impressed. He's a courageous person. It's not just about the hand he raised and the call to fight for the common values and ideas. Of course, there was a rush of adrenaline, but a person shows their true color in these emergencies. This is precisely one of those cases. I think he acquitted himself admirably in a valiant fashion as a man." So the foreign leaders are congratulating President Trump for his win. And Vladimir Putin has just stated that Donald Trump is a man of honor, a man of courage. He's admirable. You've never, never had, for the most part, anyone in this country, very few in this country, that have acknowledged the great deeds on the other side of the wall, you know, like the Berlin Wall, on the communist side, to the east. Very few have admitted that Donald Trump has done marvelous things for the people of America and the people of the world. I didn't see that he would win. I didn't think he would win. I even stated that I did not feel he would win because I felt that Barack Obama is in the shadows waiting to return. I still feel he is going to return. I don't know how. Will he return before the 20th of January? I don't know. Will Trump actually be sworn in? I can't say I know for sure. I do know that Barack Obama, behind the scenes, there are great evil things happening in the world of the witches and warlocks of this country. Then also out of the Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Russia, they gave a full statement. I'm going to read this to you. I could play it. I can do it audibly, but I'm going to read it. "The victory of Donald Trump in the presidential election and his return to the White House after a four-year break obviously reflect America's disappointment in the performance of the Biden administration and the election program of the Democratic Party formulated by Vice President Kamala Harris, who has hastily chosen to replace the incumbent president who was hastily chosen to replace the incumbent president in the race. Despite an overpowering propaganda campaign, which Democrats launched against Donald Trump based on the administrative resources and support from the liberal media, the Republican candidate, who relied on the experience of his previous presidency, highlighted issues that are of real interest to the electorate, namely the economy and illegal migration, as a counterbalance to the White House's globalist course. In that situation, the ruling group was unable to use the chronically ill American democracy, which is outdated and incompatible with the modern standards of direct, fair, and transparent elections, to prevent Kamala Harris's defeat. At the same time, there is an obvious civil discord in the United States, whose electorate has split into almost equal halves. In fact, we are witnessing confrontation between Democratic and Republican states and between the advocates of progressive and traditional values. It is possible that Donald Trump's return will fuel internal tensions and bitterness between the confronting camps. We have no illusions about the president-elect, who is well known in Russia, or the new Congress, where Republicans have reportedly won control. The U.S. ruling political elite adheres to anti-Russia principles and not the policy of containing Moscow. This line does not depend on changes in America's domestic political barometer, no matter if it's Trump and his supporters, America above all, or the Democrats' focus on rules-based world order. Russia will interact with the new administration when it comes to the White House, firmly upholding Russia's national interests and working to achieve all the goals of the special military operation. Our conditions have not changed, and Washington is well aware of them. With President Trump well aware that Russia will achieve all its goals of the special military operation in Ukraine, this report continues. I'll be back. So there is hope on the Eastern Front. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth program. Starting Monday, the first hour of each day's, well, the first hour of the programs will play at 6 to 7 on American, KHNC, 1360 KHNC, or 1360 AM radio in the mornings. That starts Monday, and the first hour, the hour I'm in presently, the first hour Friday will be the first hour at 6 that will be replayed at 6 a.m. on 1360 in Johnstown, Colorado. And then Tuesdays, Mondays will be played Tuesday, etc. But you'll always get the hour of the previous program to play at 6 a.m., and then you'll have 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The last article that I read out of, initially the first article was out of the Gateway Pundit, where Vladimir Putin basically called Trump a real man. Trump and Putin are very much alike. They're both fighting jointly against the Rockefeller New World Order. Russia has been fighting the Rockefeller New World Order going back to the Bolshevik Revolution. It was a plan by Pilgrim Society in the city of London and New York City. Rockefeller at the time, the big power with Pilgrims. The Rockefellers were instrumental in bringing about this secret society, the Pilgrim Society, in 1902 in Europe in February, and then in July in the United States of America. You needed the two nations, England and the United States. The occult forces of Europe and the occult forces of the United States working together. The secret societies, the individuals in this secret society in both continents that needed, that are in all of their Freemasons, Jesuits, Skull and Bones, the alphabet of all the secret societies worldwide, Knights of Malta, etc. Putin, Russia has been the target of Pilgrim Society going back to the beginning of the last century. The United States has been the target also of the secret societies since the beginning of the last century. And the objective, world hegemony, to bring about world hegemony, Russia must be destroyed, and America must be completely controlled through the vote. If not, then through war, to be the all of the agencies of this country to be the mechanism for world hegemony. It's, for the most part, been very effective. The Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the G7, Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, the using the petrodollar as a world currency, using the pharmaceutical companies of the world, basically ruled and owned by American corporations and powers in the U.S. or the West, to punish nations and to cull the unwanted out of those societies and countries. So Putin is at war with who? Yes, he's at war with the objectives of the United States of America. But simply, he's at war with Pilgrim society, and the American people don't realize we also have been targeted by Pilgrim society and some of their agendas are the climate change, carbon tax, central bank digital currency, bioweapons attacks through injections, climate warfare through climate, through the Department of Defense, geoengineering, weather warfare 2025, which is, according to their own writings, by 2025, that's when we should basically rule the nations of the world. Now, Trump, during his first administration, he had the ability to temporarily halt all the wars, to bring about a healthy economy once again, to work diplomatically with the nations of the world. Initially, when his first trip abroad, he went to visit with the nations, with the Arab families, with the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, the Vatican to address the Catholic people, the great body of Catholics, to Italy, to visit with the president of Italy at the time. I think it's called president. Then he went to the NATO. And it was a campaign, basically, to instruct the Arabs, do not allow extreme terrorism, to Israel, to acknowledge that Israel, their capital city is Jerusalem, and that the United States' embassy would be in Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv, that we would do what is necessary to assist Israel and protect Israel from the hostile terrorists surrounding and within Israel. Putin is doing work in the East. Trump is active here in the United States with his world tour, meeting there at the NATO, telling the NATO nations, we're not carrying your tab any longer. We'll fund you for your defense. But you're going to also begin to put money in the kitty. You have to ante up also. With Xi Jinping, with the trade imbalance, Xi didn't like it, but it brought about a better relationship with the U.S. and the Asia. So now that Trump is once again, I don't know, I can only say this. I should have been careful in how I presented this matter of Trump in his election. I did not believe he would be elected until late. I could see the momentum. All I could see, though, in my focus was Barack Obama. He is going to return. I don't know how or when. It will be illegal. It will be unlawful. It will be lawless. You will be in force with some, it will be, he'll use force, but he's coming back to power. I don't know how long, if Donald Trump will become, be sworn in. If he is sworn in, I don't know what he'll be able to do. But right now we can see basically that once again, he is going to do whatever he can do to continue to frustrate the plans of Pilgrim Society. Vladimir Putin, in his conversation with Tucker Carlson, alluded to who Russia's at war with, the English and the Americans in Pilgrim Society. Who's at war with Donald Trump? Yes, deep state, dark deep state, shadow government, etc. Continuity of government, senior executive services, all these agencies. But senior executive service, I'm sorry, Pilgrim Society. And with Pilgrim Society in the East, in Europe, it was the heavy hand would be the Rothschild family. In the West, it would be the Rockefeller family. So Putin and Trump are at war with two ruling families, basically. Of the two, the more powerful of the two is the Rockefeller interest, family, foundations. Their foundations, all their investments in big corporations from Apple to IBM, oil companies, DARPA, they've invested in it all. CERN, weather warfare, the NEXRAD, Doppler radar networks on land, in the sea, in the air. So that's who these two individuals are at war with. This is who Viktor Orban also at war with, this shadow government. The other, Turkey. All of the multipolar world countries that are working together economically in a, and they're feverishly putting together this network, a completely alternate system of economy, a way to work with their economies to completely, totally opt out of America's economic system through oil, through the petrodollar, through the Atlantic, what is that agreement? The Atlantic Trade Agreement with Europe. These nations are in extreme danger, and the danger is coming from Barack Obama when he returns to power. I can assure you of that. Not because I say so, but because it is in the Bible. I stand firm on that. I have been stating that for years. I will continue to. I just didn't see Donald Trump being able to return to power. I'm not sure he's going to return to power. We're going to have to see. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
With the election of Donald Trump, the communists on the east side of the Berlin Wall, on the other side of that wall, are in, the word isn't meltdown. They're having a psychological panic, and they should have. Out of the Wall Street Journal, quote, "Foreign policy advisors close to the president-elect put forth different versions of a plan to effectively freeze the front line. Earlier this year, Keith Kellogg and Fred Fleets, who both served in Trump's first White House, presented Trump with a blueprint that includes withholding weapons from Ukraine until Kiev agrees to peace talks with Russia. Ukraine could still try to regain lost territory, but would have to do so through diplomatic negotiations. Under one plan, the front line would essentially lock in place, and both sides would agree to an 800-mile demilitarized zone. Who would police that territory remains unclear. But one advisor said the peacekeeping force wouldn't involve American troops nor come from U.S. funded internet a U.S. funded international body, such as the United Nations. So already, Trump said that he would end this war in one day. Already, there are the plans to begin to restrict finances from going into that great abyss. And the European nations or the NATO nations, if they want to continue to fight that war with Russia, basically the new policy is good. You fund it, you fight it. We won't fund you, and we are not sending you military weapons. And we'll stand back and watch you destroy yourselves. Putin and Trump, there has been an olive leaf, an olive branch. I think it was on the election day, Putin said that he would not congratulate Trump because the policy of the West is to continue the war. And now with Trump basically saying to his policymakers, no, we're not going to continue it. We're going to end it. Zelensky's just a little troll. I'm trying to remember who quoted and stated that he's nothing more than just a troll. He's a little man, and he's demon-possessed, and he's Nazi. And then all of a sudden, Merrick Garland and Victoria Nuland, they're bolting to do everything possible to shield the Nazis in Ukraine from what is coming. And then Merrick Garland says, well, the reason he supports Ukraine is because he has family there. Well, that means that if he has family there, are the family members Nazis? Are they part of the ancient Adolf Hitler Nazi SS family members? And Victoria Nuland the same. She says she has family there. Family must be SS. And Arianism, this form of religion, is not dead. It is alive. It is very healthy. There are many people in the government positions in this country that are Nazi. They are white supremacists, or they could call them white supremacist neo-Nazi skinheads, or just straight out ready to serve the Fuhrer. They're waiting. Adolf Hitler, remember, he did say, he told his secretary, I'm not the one. He wanted to bring in the Fourth Reich. They were the Third Reich, wanting to bring in the Fourth Reich, but he said, I'm not the one. There are plans to bring in another Aryan Reich. These are the people in Pilgrim Society. They are the hidden Reich. They are the power structure that wants to bring in Aryan supremacy internationally. It's not dead. It still exists. It's still thriving. It has... There will be a war again between those with that in that religion and all of Asia. Did I say Asia? Did I say that the Asian people will not go along with it? I did. And all of Islam. Is Islam going to go along with it? No. at Armageddon, I'm beginning to think that you're going to have the Aryan armies of the West, the Asian armies, and the Islamic armies all clashing in Israel. And whoever comes out after the dust settles, whoever comes out winner will rule the world. But you know what? The Lord stated that he's prepared a winepress, a great, massive piece of land, and he's coming and he's going to press all these armies that hate the Jewish people. Secondly, they hate the Jewish people, but secondly, the Jewish people are second. They don't get to be first on this. They hate God. They hate the God of eternity, the God of the Bible. And they can't, though they can't get their hands tangibly on the God of the Bible, they'll try to destroy the Jewish people, the eye, the pupil of God's eye. I'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Do you feel the rumblings as your head?
So there's much more happening than we really see on the surface. With Donald Trump now and Vladimir Putin, now the angst, the anger, the rats have been pushed into a corner. And because of that, all of the deep state that people don't believe exists, it's out in the open. Part of the deep state, the agencies, all of the intelligence agencies, every branch of the Defense Department, all of the corporations that are involved in making weapons, DARPA, the pharmaceutical companies, they are all out in the, they're out in the open. Every government agency in this country, senior executive service, all of these appointees, they are now collectively behind the scenes on secure channels planning their next move. They must destroy Russia. Trump is saying no. In the Middle East, Israel has hit the point now where Israel has climbed the hill, has reached the top, and is now on the momentum for Israel finishing this operation. It's going to continue to move rapidly, to the point where the nations, it's going to frighten them. The nations that hate Israel are going to be appalled at how quickly Benjamin Netanyahu, this is why it is going to finish this operation. This is why right now, once again, a great protest against Netanyahu. Why? The behind the scenes, the devil himself is at war with Netanyahu. And it makes it clear in the book of Revelation chapter 12. God, the devil is God, the Lord Jesus, in the revelation to John, which he documented in Revelation 12, makes it clear the great anti-Semitic hatred internationally against the Jewish people, against the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, as he continues to gain even more momentum on the enemies of Israel within and without, and now you have this great protest once again. He fires his, Gantz, the Secretary of Defense, for the Minister of Defense. Why? Because he's a globalist. He's a globalist. Gantz will, I think it's Gantz, he'll go along with the program, but still he's fighting Netanyahu. He wants to bring about the UN peace process to give these terrorists their state, a state. They're Arabs. They're not Palestinians. No such thing as Palestinians. They don't have a birth certificate that says Palestinian. No, they're from one of the Arab regions. They're either Egypt, Jordanian, they're from Lebanon. No, they are not Palestinians. And Netanyahu is another threat to America's world hegemony, because we're interfering with America's program to be in the Middle East. Then here at home again, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, they cannot allow him to begin. Boy, Donald Trump is in the position now, if left alone, if fate does not intervene, if the hand of fate stays out of the mix, Donald Trump will bring in a golden era. I'm telling you, what he will be able to do is unimaginable. The Republican Party will be in power for the next probably 40 to 60 years if fate doesn't intervene. American people don't realize what just happened. The nations of the world, the leaders of the world, they are rejoicing. Viktor Orban, Netanyahu, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping to a degree. The Chinese have upped their plan from 2049 to probably 2030. And they realize Donald Trump is a threat also. But on one hand, China's rejoicing because, in a sense, China doesn't want to be ruled by the Rockefeller family. They want to be free of the bondage of the Rockefeller power mechanisms. So I'm going to be back. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. The P.E. Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. P.E. Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
And I know because we're going to the second hour, this next hour won't be aired on 1360. So I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what has just happened. With Donald Trump's the thought of a new golden age. This election just destroyed the Democratic Party as we know it. It is done. They cannot recover. It has been destroyed for the next probably six elections. Again, if fate doesn't intervene, the Republican Party is going to be in power for the next 40 years. Because when Donald Trump is done with this administration, if J.D. Vance is healthy, J.D. Vance will win in 4 years. J.D. Vance will have an opportunity to go 8 years, and he will because he has that kind of ability. And if he is not a globalist, what will happen is the change in this country will be unbelievable. Vance will pick a vice president that will be with him for that full 8 years. This individual will be trained and patterned exactly like the conservatives thought. That vice president will win, and if he has the wisdom to pick the right vice president, not a Judas Iscariot like Donald Trump was forced to pick with this Mike Pence, and Trump is thinking about bringing back Mike Pompeo. I'm telling you, Pompeo is a globalist. I do not like him. He appears to be a garter snake, but he's not. So then you have the Vice President Pence. I'm sorry, the Vice, not Pence. Thank God he's going to be gone. That J.D. Vance picks, that Vice President, whoever that would be, will get an 8-year term. And his Vice President following him will get an 8-year term. The Democratic Party as we know it has ended. It's over. It's done. James Carville, I watched him have a meltdown last night. He knows it. Barack Obama knows it. All these Democrats, Maxine Waters, it's water for her. She's going to be thrown into the, dumped into the lake. And Pelosi, it's over for her. These people, they understand what happens. The American people don't. If the hand of fate does not intervene, and if I'm wrong about Christ coming back, then America is going into a golden age like you can't imagine. It's going to be an age of Aquarius. It's going to be a renaissance for sure. I'm not going to be able to present this to you because I'm going to present it the next hour, but you most likely won't listen to it because it won't be, for those that don't have internet, you won't be able to hear next hour's program.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we